Harry and Hermione slipped back inside the dormitory. It was empty except for Ron, who was still lying motionless in the end bed. As the lock clicked behind them, Harry and Hermione crept back to their own beds, Hermione tucking the time-turner back under her robes. A moment later, Madame Pomfrey came striding back out of her office.
"Did I hear the headmaster leaving? Am I allowed to look after my patients now?"
She was in a very bad mood. Harry and Hermione thought it best to accept their chocolate quietly. Madame Pomfrey stood over them, making sure they ate it. But Harry could hardly swallow. He and Hermione were waiting, listening, their nerves jangling. And then, as they both took a fourth piece of chocolate from Madame Pomfrey, they heard a distant roar of fury echoing from somewhere above them.
"What was that?"
said Madame Pomfrey in alarm. Now they could hear angry voices growing louder and louder. Madame Pomfrey was staring at the door.
"Really? They'll wake everybody up. What do they think they're doing?"
Harry was trying to hear what the voices were saying. They were drawing nearer.
"He must have disapparated, Severus. We should have left somebody in the room with him. When this gets out..."
"He didn't disapparate,"
Snape roared, now very close at hand.
"You can't apparate or disapparate inside this castle. This has something to do with Potter."
"Severus, be reasonable. Harry has been locked up."
Bam! The door of the hospital wing burst open. Fudge, Snape and Dumbledore came striding into the ward. Dumbledore alone looked calm. Indeed, he looked as though he was quite enjoying himself. Fudge appeared angry, but Snape was beside himself.
"Out with it, Potter," he bellowed. "What did you do?"
"Professor Snape," shrieked Madame Pomfrey, "control yourself."
"See here, Snape, be reasonable," said Fudge. "This door's been locked. We just saw..."
"They helped him escape. I know it,"
Snape howled, pointing at Harry and Hermione. His face was twisted. Spit was flying from his mouth.
"Calm down, man," Fudge barked. "You're talking nonsense."
"You don't know Potter," shrieked Snape. "He did it. I knew he did it."
"That will do, Severus," said Dumbledore quietly. "Think about what you are saying. This door has been locked since I left the ward 10 minutes ago. Madame Pomfrey, have these students left their beds?"
"Of course not,"
said Madame Pomfrey, bristling.
"I would have heard them."
"Well, there you have it, Severus," said Dumbledore calmly. "Unless you are suggesting that Harry and Hermione are able to be in two places at once, I'm afraid I don't see any point in troubling them further."